Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The infield's creeping in. Fitzgerald squares the ball and he gets it down. McMahon is coming home. The slide. Got him. I don't know. I thought he got the hand in. They call him out.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dave Fleming on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. Safety squeeze executed to perfection. Fitzgerald got it down, and Casey Schmidt slid and just got in, and Fleming was right.
He saw it right. Fleming. Sonny, there's a saying in sports. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you tip the cap. And McMahon made a great play and throw. It almost was like it was worth just calling him out because it looked like he had no chance. Torqued his arm. He made a great throw to make it even close as it was. And I was like, that'll go down as – you didn't do anything, but son, that was a hell of a play. And today, I'm tipping my cap.
So,
McMahon.
So I'm starting to rub off on you. So in other words, you're telling me there was a play in the game where nobody choked, nobody's worth getting ripped.
What is up with my
and,
man?
There's nobody to criticize on that play.
Well done by all parties involved.
Let me tell you something about
Giants
the safety squeeze. If the safety squeeze is executed perfectly, it can't be defended.
Oh, man.
Because it was defended as well as it could be defended.
I think of Whitey Herzog and that Cardinal team.
You know that they
used to do it all. The Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, Ozzy.
Did they really do it a lot, or do you just think they did it a lot because they did have a team known for speed?
No, they were in the National League East, so I watched a lot of Cardinal games.
Right.
So, yeah, they did.
Because you lived
lot.
In San Francisco. Explain that one to me.
Well, boy.
I'm just asking.
You're having a good day. I feel like I'm not sick, but my voice is weak. Maybe I need to shut up.
Evan, get ready for tomorrow.
Oh, no, never.
Yeah, Evan, find out if Whitey Herzog's Cardinals teams squeezed a lot.
Yeah, I'll just go pull up some old games. I'll be back here watching. Don't worry about me.
What time's our list game?
1 o'clock, I guess. By the way, Matt Barrow's coming up at noon. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. They finished minicamp yesterday, and a lot of good sound, a lot of good vibes. We're absolutely going to get into the Niners with him at noon, and then at 12:30 or thereabouts, Natalie Nicasi, the head coach of the Golden State Valkyries. They're 4-5 right now, trying to win that Commissioner's Cup. Big one against Seattle on Saturday at Chase Center. And we will talk to Natalie hopefully around 12:30. The expansion Valkyries right now, just one game under .500.
Wow.
And they... they look pretty good.
Oh, they did.
They play hard. And I remember asking her earlier in an interview, well, what's the identity of this team going to be? And she said, grit. And they certainly do play hard. There's no doubt about that. All right. Getting back to last night's game against the AA Rockies, the Giants, another comeback win. Of course it was.
Kind of like last night, just some quality of bats all the way through. Yeah, we've seen a lot of that to where, you know, once we get a couple runners on base, we feel like we really have a chance. And the more you play these games and the more you have success doing that, the more you have success coming back and having to score multiple runs, you know, the better the feeling is in the dugout. Once it gets started, it feels like there's a lot of momentum.
All right, Bob Melvin. That's two games in a row where he's indicated that the at-bats got a lot better later in the game. And with as many runs as they've scored in the last two nights in the eighth and ninth inning, that's certainly been the case.
And what about Casey Schmidt? I know a lot, and rightfully so, I'm still stunned by Willard's, you know, take on Chapman and how this team is going to miss him and, you know, basically paraphrasing, they can't replace him. But what about when he flat? I think it was the fifth inning, he did the play where he was foul territory, Stani, and made the throw all the way across the diamond? Like, yeah, it's two, okay. Not...
No, it was nobody on two outs. I mean, he didn't save any runs.
It's not about who was on. What? It's about
Nobody was on.
It was the play. It was incredible.
It's the kind of play that if he doesn't make, it probably doesn't hurt him.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's just like that's – and there's another – just like
– that was a you're taking hell of a play.
Just like – but it's the same as you're taking a 20-foot jumper late in the game and you're down two – that shot's more difficult than tie game, 20-foot jumper. And I'm just saying, with nobody on and two outs.
I want you to say, and the listeners,
yeah,
just say it was a great play, Goo, by Casey Schmidt.
I thought it was a real good play.
I mean, whatever you're doing, you're the cap. You're the greatest at it. You're trolling. I get it. Must be nice.
It was a nice play.
I want to use an explanation. That was an incredible play.
Really good. It was a really good play. You know, most third basemen.
Tony the Tiger would say great.
I think most third basemen make that play.
I disagree.
Okay. That's fair. That is fair. Really?
I mean,
Chapman gets him by three steps.
No, dude. He's looking like Maddie. And again, I know it's Colorado. I don't give it. The dimensions, just the architecture standpoint of baseball. Going into foul territory like that with your momentum and then just whiffing that ball across. That was impressive.
No, it was.
And Two nights in a row, he's been flashing leather.
No, it was a good play. No doubt about it.
Great.
It's the kind of play that a third baseman works on his entire life. You know, that play by the line, momentum moving away from you. You got to get it over to first base. I think you'll find the greats make that play. This is what you would do. Well, Brooks Robinson makes that play, and so does Mike Schmidt. All right. You didn't hear this, I don't think,
yeah.
But you were asking about.
Go ahead.
So Mookie Betts of the Dodgers was on a podcast with one of Evan's favorite young players, Jackson Merrill. Of course, he's in his second year.
Why are they even – the season's ongoing.
Okay.
What are they doing? They just played each other.
Have you heard about Draymond Green?
Well, you got me. Go ahead. But,
like, I would say Draymond Green and Mookie Betts and you, the rules don't apply. They can do whatever they want. Here's Mookie Betts and Jackson Merrill, and they're talking about fans.
How often do you hear what fans are saying in the outfield to you?
Come on, you hear it.
You hear it the whole time.
You hear it.
But have you heard anything that's creative yet?
They're all like Little League gross,
yeah,
you know? You drive a Prius, your shoes untied.
Yeah, whatever.
I say San Fran got some mean people out there, though.
San Fran
they don't care.
Mean people out there, bro.
People say Wrigley and Yankee Stadium is bad. Bro, San Fran is like...
Well, that could be because the rivalry, because Yankee Stadium is bad.
From my perspective,
Yankee Stadium is probably...
Dude, San Fran is mean, though.
San Fran.
They get in on you.
Yeah, both of them. Both of those guys. They're probably neck and neck.
Yeah, but nobody said any, like, crazy stuff to me.
Well, you hadn't been around long enough. Yeah.
Wow, they're in trouble. You can't call it San Fran. But, boys, Donnie, The bleachers. Now, that was different. That hit different. Last time you've been in the bleachers, I know Evan has, but now that hits different because I've been in the bleachers too, Evan, and I used to hear Kirk Gibson was on the Dodgers, and they say, Kirk, you got syphilis, like stuff like that. So I've heard some stuff from the bleachers.
Yeah, that would fall under not clever.
Yeah, but it will say it.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I don't think you're trying to be clever. You're trying to be mean.
Well, that's the point, is it's easy to be mean. It's harder to be clever. Every player loves, I love getting ripped if it's clever. But if you're downright mean, we're burying the lead. We're burying the lead. And here's the lead. And I'm going to stick up for them because they need it. I'm sick of Willard and Shasky and you.
What?
You guys talk about Philly fans like they're the worst in the country. I didn't hear the Phillies mentioned. I didn't hear Philly fans being mentioned there. I just heard San Fran. San Fran fans. You're mean. Those are the two. Those are the teams that came up.
Evan, you've been in the
not the Phillies.
Have you heard some stuff where you're like, "Wow, was that just said to said player?" He's smiling. Oh,
I would also say the bleachers are mostly filled with a lot of underage fans.
Wow,
that's where all the high schoolers go to enjoy some libations they otherwise can't.
Wow,
and then those are the rowdiest people there. I don't know about New York. I don't know about Philly. I know a little bit about San Diego, but Giants games, there's a lot of youths. And those youths are not very nice, especially when they have their first beer.
Yeah, and wow. You know that would make sense, Evan. If they're young, then they're not going to be overly clever. They're just going to be profane.
But sticks and stones can break my bones. Names can never hurt me, Stoney. You can say whatever. Oh, you're a bum. Whatever.
Guru. Actually, I'm not going to do it.
You got to be honest. You got to do it now. You looked at something I'm wearing.
Well, I was just going to give you an insult and see if you didn't care, but I was like, don't do that.
It actually would have been fun.
Because I know you would care.
No, I wouldn't. Because I know you, it was a bit.
But see, no, I know how to.
You don't.
I know how to get you.
I make you think you know how to
get
you.
Just because I know doesn't mean I do it, though.
Scott Schindel said this, and real quick, about Philly fans. They are more aggressive.
No, they're not.
The video of Bonte and Shasky walking into that.
It
was
one...
Mississippi burning, and kids were doing it, spitting on him. The Shasky said he was coming out the restroom. Old man called him and went, I'm like, good God. Like, Phil, just, it's okay. They're aggressive.
Well, they weren't mentioned.
We'll say
the
names.
Two athletes who actually play in the major leagues did not mention
Philly fan
Philadelphia.
And Eagle fan are different.
Well, that's you. You don't know. You're not a pro athlete.
No, but I know football. Tell me the most meanest. NBA fan, NFL fan, and Major League Baseball fan are different. Football fan is prison fan. That's when it's cutthroat. And you might get shanked.
You know, I get it, Goo. This is what I mean. And I'll tell you on the other side. You're listening. Oh, no.
I'm actually kind of surprised that Mookie would agree with Jackson Merrill, because between Dodgers and Giants, like those games, it's mostly Dodgers fans.
Evan, I got to be careful.
Like, it's a lot of blue at Oracle.
Why? Because you might offend a
layout.
San Francisco fan?
I'm talking to my guy, my little brother, E. E, I got to tell you something.
What's up, Bunk?
Because you're like... Hey, now I can't. What the hell was that? Don't you ever call me that, E. Oh, my goodness. Bottom line is, you're like my therapist. What if I told you I don't like what they're talking about? Talk about Thriller versus Off the Wall. And then I don't even like Dodger versus Padre hooking up to Draymond will have somebody that's not in the league doing the podcast with them. Evan, I'm running it by you. Does that make me a bad fan or person? Like, it's kind of whack what they're doing.
Well, I'm sure there's many other subjects they broach during an hour-long podcast besides the meanest fans in baseball.
Hey, Evan, where are they meanest to you? San Fran? Oh, don't forget New York. Oh, my. That's so rinky-dink to me, Stoney.
Time for the legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. No, it's just, it's so predictable. It is so predictable.
You mean?
I play a clip of two of the better players in Major League Baseball. One guy's been around forever, Mookie Betts. And yeah, he's played in a few stadiums in his career. And they have a discussion about fans and who are the meanest or the nastiest. And they kind of agree that Giants fans are the meanest and the nastiest. And the minute Guru senses any kind of slight toward one of our teams, one of our players, any part of our region, he has to then defer and tell, Stiney, no, that's not true. Okay, well, you know what? You're right. You know more. You've played.
Maybe I'm rattled by him.
You've played. Shout out, Jim. No, seriously, you've played outfield in the major leagues at Candlestick and at Oracle, so I'm going to take your word for it over Mookie Betts.
Well, I'm not saying
that. And, of course, then you have to bring in, you know, you have to hit the Philadelphia fans with strays for no reason.
Well, this is what
and
this
bring
is
up
about.
Something from 7 years ago where those guys stirred the pot in Philadelphia, and there you go. We can't have a negative reputation out here.
It has nothing to do with that. Oh, man.
I think that it also has to be qualified by the West Coast. Like Mookie also mentioned, you can play the clip again if you want, but I can't imagine it's worse than when he was on the Red Sox in New York. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Being in the outfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are also outfielders. It's a lot different.
No doubt.
Obviously, if you're on the infield, you don't get as much of it.
No doubt.
Yeah. I don't want to go down that road. You remember Torrey Hunter, what was going on or being thrown on the field when he was in center field in Boston? Banana peels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
I got you.
There's no place for that. And of course, the big mystery that Guru, I forgot. We should be able to find this out, whether the dude who threw the ball on Saturday was caught.
Where is dude? I said, you got to stop drinking, Goo. I seen two balls. It's like, what just happened? And there was a play at the plate. We got to be able to find that guy, right?
You would think.
Or gal.
Yeah. You would think. Somebody would. Okay.
Why didn't the other fans dime him out?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. There's code of the streets. Snitches get stitches. If you were three rows behind him, would you have pointed him out?
If he was 6'4" and looked like he might knock my head off, I wouldn't. But you know, if he was dressed like you, I might be over here. But Stoney, that was weird. That was all time.
See, and I'll be honest with you. If I were in the guy's section and they came up, I would have dropped dime on him like I dropped dime on Evan with Bob Myers.
Wow.
No, you have to.
Yeah. You gotta be careful though, Stoney.
Okay, here's why I would have pointed him out dead serious. Because you gotta be an idiot to do that.
You're right.
I mean, it's not an honest mistake.
And they got away with it. I guess that's what's bothering me, Stoney. Yeah, we would know if they got escorted out.
We could ask Carter to call the San Francisco Police Department, see if they have any record of an arrest at about 9:45 p.m.
And
around the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm a sicko because
I'm not going to ask you to do that, Carter.
Hey, I was at the game, but then when I found out that my seats were so good, I was on TV, I went back and watched it. And in doing so, that play happened. Kruko and they were hot.
I know.
They didn't like it. I'm just people were hot.
I know.
Could I get fired if I work for, I work here. Let's just say I had one too many and got caught doing that. Would that impact my job here? I know we don't work for the Giant.
That's a good question.
He can be like, you know what? And I just said, hey, I had too many cocktails. But
I don't know if you would have got fired directly because of that act. However, you would always be known as the guy that threw the ball.
That's true.
Dude, yeah. I'd be canceled.
I've always kind of wanted to do a segment, what could our careers survive?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
domestic violence, you're done.
You would think.
Yeah, you should be.
You would hope.
Yeah.
What about,
snitching's okay.
Well, clearly.
You're still here.
Political statements are fine.
Well, clearly, if a 20-year-old calls a 60-year-old grandpa, you can do that.
And 30-year-olds calling a host uncle. That hurt.
Well, Steiny got called grandpa, so I kind of wanted to see how you'd react to it. It didn't go over well.
That one, when she called me grandpa, that was right up there with a 50-year-old woman saying, would you like to sit down?
Steiny, what about, I'm being real with this, because this is one of the worst things you can do, DWI.
Yeah, you know,
is that tricky or?
Well, that's why I kind of wanted to back off. Oh, as soon as I said what I said, I knew that was going to come up, and I don't want to know.
You can survive a misdemeanor, but not a felony.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, don't talk about that.
I shouldn't have gone there.
I got you. People saying good chance we'd be gone throwing that ball that way.
Somebody saying it was a 2-year-old. No 2-year-old got a hose like that.
Next Bryce Harper.
Right.
I mean, goodness.
Man, Tom Marinovich.
And here's the other thing. You know, when I brought up San Francisco fans being the meanest, there's no blowback. No blowback. They know.
Well, that's their job.
Yeah, they know. I guess they're willing to acknowledge that they are, and we got to get clever. Got to get more clever. Like, that's why, anybody remember these guys?
Oh, boy.
Back in the heyday of the Warriors when they stunk, 1995 to 2007.
Is it really a heyday?
Well, that's kind of what, it was tongue in cheek. What's the opposite of a heyday? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, there were two fans, Shannon Reeves and I think Mark Anthony Jones
from
Oakland. Oh. Shannon Reeves had something to do with the NAACP, and they would stand, they had really good seats right on the corner.
Okay.
And they would heckle the other team, something fierce.
This is awesome.
But they never used profanity, and they were always kind of clever. And then sure enough, after every game, after they were there for a while, after every game, the guy who they were picking on or making fun of or giving grief to would always come over and, you know, dap them up and take a picture. That's the way to do it.
You're not even allowed to do that anymore, I don't think.
I think you can if you're kind of clever. Like, you can't be...
Mean-spirited, you mean?
Well, you can't be...
Are you really heckling them?
You can't be using profanity. I'm actually totally against profanity at a sporting event.
Especially
like
the people sit next to you. Think about them. Got kids.
Exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, those guys were great, if you remember them. And one of the reasons that they got so big was because they were the season ticket holders when the Warriors stunk. And so, they didn't win a lot of games, so there were a lot of stories written on those two guys because they became part of the show.
I got to read this to you. You know, we had a show meeting and we talked about the slow time, the dog days of summer, and maybe we'll have some bits to where, you know, maybe you'll have one of your neighbors, a 49er Frankie, come in and we just talk to them, guys that we bring up on the show. But, Stoney, I want to lobby for Austin and San Jose, but I got to read this. Niner white wine drinking crowd is long gone. Fan base now was scary and mean. As bad as Philly fans.
What?
As bad as Philly fans.
Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't.
I'm going to say they're long gone.
I don't want to get into this.
The numbers to back that up.
I don't have the numbers. I have the anecdotes. Okay? Who among us has spent half their life watching games in person in Philadelphia, and then the other half of their life watching games in person in San Francisco?
There's only one
person qualified to make the comparison in this market, and it's me. And I'm telling you, there's no difference among fan bases. They're all pretty awful when you get down to it.
But double stop.
Yeah. Sit this one out because you're not an expert.
Philly fans would never.
You're not an expert.
Get that treatment that Shasky and Bonte got into the Levi.
Yeah, okay.
Take that to the bank.
No, you're right.
Wells Fargo, B of A, Golden One.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But Chase,
just real quick, let me say it one more time. You can't speak to that.
I just did.
How many games in Philly have you seen? How many Sixer games at the Spectrum? Exactly.
I want to throw something at you.
You should. You should want to throw something at me because.
You know. Are you really qualified to talk about something when you're?
Yes, I am.
No, but you're Switzerland. Like, you don't actually experience the vitriol of either because you're on the safe side of both.
I would say that I would say that there's nobody more equipped in this country to compare East Coast versus West Coast than yours truly, because I've got all the information. All the information. You guys, to your credit, have half the information.
Evan, your boy is incredible, man.
Half.
And I think he believes half of what he's saying.
Oh, I believe it all. I believe it all. All right, Matt Barrow's coming up at noon. He writes for The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to get into them on the other side. There's a lot going on. And then we have Natalie Nicasi, the head coach of the Golden State Valkyries. She's going to be on about 12:30-ish. Looking forward to talking to her. Valkyries 4-5 in the early season. Once again, don't go anywhere. Barrows, Nicasi on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't have to ask that again. You can stop asking that question.
49ers in shambles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 40 minutes, noon, Matt Barrows of The Athletic. The 49ers completed their minicamp yesterday, and now the next step is 6 weeks from now when training camp starts. 12:45, Natalie Nicasi. The head coach of the Valkyries. She's going to join us at 12:45. Valkyries off to you got to call it a great start.
No doubt.
4-5, an expansion team. Saturday they're at home at Chase Center against the Seattle Storm, part of the Commissioner's Cup. Mm-hmm. They have one of those in the WNBA too. But I figured we'd we'd shift over to a little 49ers goo to set up Matt Barrows. And
let's do it.
He had a really good story today in The Athletic. He picked out about 8 or 10 guys that, you know, he was down there observing. And I like these kind of stories. He just kind of wrote what he's observing and who looks like what and
right.
who he thinks or who they think may emerge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the biggest or one of the biggest things out of camp, I think right now, got to start with the big boys, and that's Christian McCaffrey. He says he feels great. In fact, I'll just set it up, Goo, and then I want you to jump in after he's done.
All right.
Christian McCaffrey.
No, I feel great. I think this offseason I spent a lot of time kind of building back a base, starting from scratch. So a lot of it was rehab, and wanted to put myself in a position where I didn't miss a day of OTAs and I could practice and play football again and be healthy and not miss a day. And I did that, and now it's, you know, we can kind of kick back up the training again. But I feel great.
Yeah, and hopefully that will translate into 17 games played, right, Stoney, compared to the 4 he played last year. And I'll just say this, not being negative, but it's on my mind. Football's such a violent sport. I feel like one of those things where everybody's feeling fine. What's the old Mike Tyson? Who used it on us yesterday? Somebody we interviewed. Everybody has a plan until they get
Javi
hit.
Lopez.
Yeah, Javi Lopez, the great Javi Lopez. But, hey, if that's how he's feeling, good, and hopefully he's available week one. But, you know, we'll see moving forward. But, Steiny, I mean, when you talk about what this team can do, what they can even think about trying to do as far as compete, I understand the rookie and the draftees. I get all that. And Bosa, but it's Christian McCaffrey. So, I guess from, what, June 12th, that's positive news.
I look at the 49ers, and when just hearing McCaffrey say that, sometimes it simplifies everything. And just hearing McCaffrey talk and knowing he only played 4 games last year and him saying he feels great.
Man.
And you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, he better feel great because, like,
yeah.
Man,
okay.
If McCaffrey's McCaffrey, they got action. If McCaffrey is not McCaffrey, he's their most important player. I think he's their most important player.
I'm with you.
Right now, even more so than Brock Purdy, because, and call me crazy, and you tell me what you think, in a strange way, I think I feel like I know what to expect out of Purdy more than I do what to expect out of McCaffrey, if for no other reason than the injury, and for no other reason than Brock Purdy has been a relatively consistent quarterback for 3 years. We know his strengths. We know his weaknesses. But coming into this year, who knows what McCaffrey is at this stage of his career.
No doubt. And I'm not mad at that. And I'll just take it one step further. You know, the ability and the luxury for Brock Purdy to have Christian McCaffrey at his disposal would make any quarterback better. And we saw that. And only 4 games played last year. And I got to be careful with this verbiage, but let's just say, you know, when you ask me, hey, Goo, how do you think Purdy performed last year? And I use the word slippage. It wasn't awful, wasn't bad, but I just thought something was kind of off. Maybe what was off or what I saw, you know, took a little hit was the fact that he didn't have that luxury of Christian McCaffrey. So, I mean, it would bode well, obviously, for the whole offense, but the quarterback, obviously, to have him on back there week one. And I do remember this. When that report came out last summer about he was dealing with the calf, and you guys were making fun of me because I was a little panicked. You know, he did right before week one versus the Jets on Monday night, Stoney. He still was kind of aggressively Christian, that is, saying into the microphone, I'll be ready. I'm good. You know, and then he wasn't.
Yeah. No, that took everybody by surprise.
No, it did.
In the opener. I'm a little bit distracted here.
What happened? Don't let them get
maybe
to
maybe somebody can give me some details, but this from the text line, from the 510. Matt, whoa, how about Willard calling you out yesterday for your Brock Purdy take? I call BS. The 510 continues, I like Will, but he came down your road.
We got to get the audio.
Oh, man.
What hour? And what was your Purdy
hold
take?
Hold on, I can tell you exactly when. It was at, when did they interview Dominic Lenore?
Diamondo
I know,
Lenore
that's why was, I said his last name, because I'm not in 49ers mode yet.
Like 2:30 or 2:45?
Yeah, so it was a little before that. It was a little before that.
But and what did you say, though?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly.
You weren't on their show, or were you?
No, okay. I was listening. So I turn on them as I'm
in-house fighting.
Driving, and Willard's talking about that they were down at practice, and yeah, he was, Goop, you're not going to believe this.
Okay,
very optimistic.
Okay, I look at
he
that.
He said, you know, Lenore's headed for a big year. McCaffrey looks absolutely wonderful. Trent Williams saying all the right things. Who else? The Robinson, the receiver they signed. Wow, him and Purdy are going to have a connection. And all I did, Goo, all I did was text him and Dibley and said, Purdy threw three interceptions yesterday.
Wow.
He failed to locate D winners.
I saw that. All right.
That's all I said. Yeah. I didn't say Purdy stunk. I said he threw three interceptions yesterday. I'm sorry.
But what did he say about you?
I don't know.
That's what I want to hear.
He must have come down my road after I'd gotten out of the car.
Well, San Jose Jazz fan in the YouTube chat, I'm surprised you're talking to me, Willard. That's you.
Yeah, maybe, you know, I'll clarify today during the crossover at 250. Maybe Matt Barrows was wrong in his reporting. You know, maybe Purdy didn't throw three interceptions. Steiny, are you excited about Jake Moody? Well, let me tell you about Jake Moody. He went 6-for-7 at practice 2 days ago. Of course, he's using a two-step approach right now, Goo. Mm. May give up a little distance, but hopes to compensate with more accuracy.
Yeah, I've always been in this corner. I know people wanted him out.
What? But
yeah, I've been in, and people really wanted him ran. I was like, come on, kick the 50-yarder.
I mean,
just,
I'm going to be honest.
He missed one.
I don't remember you being in his corner. I don't remember you being out of his corner. That's all. What did you see in Moody that made you say, I want to stick by this guy?
He's got a cannon for a leg.
Well, not anymore. He went to a two-step approach.
That's not taking any...
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He said it's taking distance away. So he's not going to be coming out for any 60-yarders.
Well, he better be kicking extra points then. What are you talking about, taking distance away? Now, dude's got a cannon, he's young.
No, I'm being serious.
And he got hurt last year, so I think no excuses, but he'll have a bounce back year.
I'm being serious. So he had a three-step approach, and he had a bad year, and so he's changed his style. He's now using only a two-step approach, which he acknowledges might
take power.
It might take some power. No, he said it probably will, but you know, he missed a lot of kicks, between like 40 and 50 last year. So obviously he's got to get better there. But here's more Christian McCaffrey, because after hearing him talk yesterday, I'm thinking maybe we are getting too much in the weeds, and it all starts and ends with McCaffrey and his health.
I don't think about that. My job is, you know, put my body in the best position it can to go out there and be me. You know, everything else I try to, it's a lot of noise, and you know, sometimes there's a lot of different things going on. My job is just go 100% every play and continue to get better. And I just try to focus on that.
Yeah, and the question there was, you know, whether he's concerned about injuries while he's, you know, putting in the work. And he basically said, yeah, I can't think about it.
So not even playing the game, just getting ready for the game, the season.
Absolutely. Here's the one thing I want to get into. I'm going to play one more piece of sound from McCaffrey.
All right.
And I want you to answer whether you think this is important or not.
Yeah, I think you can always go off what you see on the tape. That's the first thing I look at. And I think you can see guys' intent on the tape everywhere, defense running to the ball, O-linemen finishing downfield, receivers finishing their blocks, even though we're not allowed to, you know, actually have contact. And it's a team that's excited to go out there and practice and take it one day at a time. And I think that's the sign of a mature team and a sign of a team that, you know, has a high standard. So our job is to carry it into training camp, get better, and win games.
Well, there's really nothing to answer, Stoney. I believe him. Kyle Shanahan has built something here along with John Lynch. He's instilled a work ethic. When they had a great defense, they were physical and nasty. So I just think that's par for the course. to be expected that guys are excited and, you know, everybody's undefeated right now and they're looking forward to a bounce back season coming off one that didn't culminate in a playoff berth.
Yeah, ordinarily I would say that's just window dressing, but as somebody who absolutely positively believes that the offseason set the tone for the Niners last year, that I'm willing to be way more open-minded about somebody like Christian McCaffrey saying, you know, if you look at the film, it does look like we're more crisp, you know, linemen are running more downfield, all that kind of stuff. So, again, normally I'd be like, whatever, but as somebody who absolutely thought that Ayuk and Trent Williams and to a lesser degree McCaffrey with the contract and then the subsequent injuries got this team off to a bad start, maybe there is something to having everybody there on the same page, and now they also have a year where they didn't make it to the Super Bowl, so their offseason is longer. And then, of course, last but not least, they got a great schedule.
Yeah. And let's see if they take advantage of it. But I'm with you, Stani. It's euphoria, and everybody should be excited. And, you know, I can't believe that you got into the you even heard the report of the three interceptions from Purdy. So I'm not going to come in here and be overzealous either way if somebody's – whatever they're doing in practice. The bottom line is one of the captains of the team is saying he likes the effort level and the professionalism it sounds like he sees from – everybody in the Niner uniform at camp.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Matt Barrows coming up in a half hour. Writes for The Athletic, covers the San Francisco 49ers. There's been a lot of sound coming out of training camp. The vibes seem very positive. If I'd ask 49er fans right now, as this, I kind of want to say the season's starting, at least the offseason is starting. What are you most confident right now about when you think about the San Francisco 49ers? And what do you think the big issue is? I mean, to me, when I heard McCaffrey talking to the media, it just hit me. I mean, this is what it's all about. It's about McCaffrey. He's got to stay healthy.
No doubt.
And he's got to look like the McCaffrey of a couple years ago. And if he doesn't, I'm not saying this team's dead, but you got to have McCaffrey playing at the level he was 2 or 3 years ago for you to have the most successful season possible.
Right.
And we'll see. He's got to stay healthy, obviously.
Yeah, and let's just say you were on, I mentioned Venus earlier, Stanley. Let's just, or you were on some other planet.
Pluto.
Oh, Pluto. Mm. And you saw McCaffrey only played 14 of the 17 games, and the Niners did make the playoffs. I think you could stop right there. Forget the defensive side of the ball. As crazy as this sounds, they had no chance. And I know you could be like, well, the Niners were deeper than McCaffrey, and I thought they were, but the bottom line is, when you step back and just think about that, they got 4 games, 16 quarters from McCaffrey in a 17-game season, and just they didn't make the playoffs. I'm like, there's nothing to see here. So you are right. It is very imperative that he stay healthy.
Yeah, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but I do think there is something to see here, and that's because, yes, they were 6-11. McCaffrey only played 4 games, but
a late 4 games. Wait, do you know what I mean?
But they had an opportunity to win a handful of games that they had under control, even when McCaffrey wasn't playing, and they let certain games slip away. And if, like, I get it, they missed McCaffrey, but if you're taking a lead into the fourth quarter and you can't hold the lead, to me, that's a little more than not having Christian McCaffrey. It's a sign that there are other issues in addition to just not having McCaffrey there. Though him not being there obviously affects you from the first play of a game to the last play of a game.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at that, but also too, Stani, it even shines a lot because, again, right, there's two sides of the ball, but as far as the offense, maybe the reason they couldn't do the Janet Jackson and take control or keep control of games is they were without his services.
Yeah, and they, you know, in fairness, I wonder if the team knew before that first Sunday game that McCaffrey was going to be in a little trouble.
Well, it was Monday, and I got to believe, Donnie, they did not know.
Yeah, I don't.
Like I said, I got no proof, but all I got is the soundbite. And, you know, you tell me if I'm wrong. He had his chest out in regard to telling the reporters, I'm good. I'm going to be fine. I'm not missing anything. And that's why I guess I was so shocked week one when he didn't play. And I'm thinking, oh, he'll be back week two. And Donnie, he wasn't back for a while.
Let's go to Ryan in Livermore. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad, Carter. Sorry about that. My bad. Chill out. See, that's the kind of thing that set me off. Trent Williams, your guy, saying all the right things.
All pro.
We'll definitely play some of his sound after Matt Barrows. He wants to play at least 40.
And that lets me know there's a lot left in the tank. What do you say to that?
Well, it lets me know that he wants another couple of lane checks.
You know, what's wrong with the chicken, baby?
I was thinking about Trent Williams, actually, because I read
it. You're hard on him.
I read the story yesterday in The Athletic, and, I mean, he is saying all the right things, and he sounds like he's very excited. And so I'm willing to start. And somebody let Trent know this. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. I'm going to wipe the slate clean this year, just like I'm going to do with Kuminga next year.
And the Giants. You don't need it wiped clean. Stoney, dude's an all-pro when he's healthy.
Who's that?
Trent Williams. And I think he can have – that wasn't his best season.
Well, he got
dealt
hurt.
With some, and he dealt with some off-the-field issues, as we know. He let us in on that. So,
and he's
not one of these guys to where he's a rookie and he's never demonstrated to show you he could be – I mean, he's headed to the Hall of Fame. I feel confident in him having a bounce back, not just good season, reverting back to his all-pro self if he's healthy.
I don't.
Because
of his age. I mean, if he can play 15 games, that would be great.
But he's 2 years removed from playing at an all-pro level, even
right.
though
and
you
the Warriors
thought
were
was
2 years removed from a title, and that was irrelevant.
I thought you were wiping the slate clean.
I am wiping the slate clean, but that doesn't mean you can go back 2 years and say, well, he just needs to play, be the player he was 2 or 3
no,
years ago.
It's what we always do. It feels like you're robbing him.
I'm not robbing him of anything.
He's giving it back to all-pro form this year.
He's a zero right now.
Well,
he's
they
a
all
zero.
Are. They all are.
Not Brock. Not Purdy.
He got all kind of zeros.
No. You said he was paid for the pass, so he's starting in positive territory. Let's go to Ryan. Is it okay? Kind of. Let's go to Ryan in Livermore. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man?
If it's in green.
Hey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ryan.
Ryan, what's up, baby?
Hey, Steiny. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
And my son and I listen to you guys every morning. We love your guys' show, man.
Hey, what's his name? What's your son's name, man?
His name is Jeremiah Paul Choyau. He goes to St. Felicitas in San Leandro, and he's only 11 years old, and he always wants to turn to the station when we go to school.
Hey, tell Jeremiah hello, man. Tell him hello, Steiny.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Jeremiah? Cool. How you doing, buddy? I think he's in school now.
He's good. He's actually in school right now. That's his last day.
Gotcha.
But I want to talk about what you guys questioned or said, what's comforting about this offseason. And, man, what's different about this offseason, that there's no off-field drama. Everybody's contract situations have been settled. There's no injuries. I know last year we dealt with a lot. Players dealt with a lot. And that can be very distracting. But this season, the only thing that's left to do is prepare for the season, and I think we're doing things right. But the only thing that's concerning to me, and it's on the defensive side, is our safety position. I know Malik Mustafa got injured last year in the last game of the year. And my question is, like, who's going to fill that role? We have nobody to fill that role to solidify that part of the defense. And I just want to know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, it's a big – hey, thanks for the call, and tell your son hello. But, Steiny, that to me is, along with McCaffrey staying healthy, that's everything. Robert Saleh, this will be his best job that he would have done since he's been tenured by the Niners, with what I don't feel like he has in the pantry in regard to the groceries. Mykael Williams on line one. Hopefully he's a stud. We'll ask our guy Matt coming up at a 12 here. But the bottom line is, can you fix this run defense? Can you replace Greenlaw? What's the secondary? Does Bosa got the necessary help with our guy from, where'd he come from Philly, that, you know, was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl? So we'll see. But those, to me, are where it looks like the Riddler's costume on Batman. Just a litany of question marks.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest question is? Do you think it's the secondary?
Do
the
we have
D-line,
a
the O-line?
Is Bosa the monster we paid him to be? Is he a byproduct? And there's nothing wrong with like Blue Chew needing a little help. But is he a byproduct of needing help? Or can he go out there with some average guys and still be a monster? Because I don't think he was a monster last year. And I think he would tell us as much.
Yeah, and that's when I think about the 49ers, and I've kind of obviously been clear on it. I think they're in a transition right now. And I think,
is that good?
No. Mm. Not if you want to win a Super Bowl, but it's something that you have to go through to get back into Super Bowl contention. And you know, for me, they obviously kept a lot of their big boys, so they're still the names that we like on that roster, but they are going to be relying heavily on first and second year players, and that's where I think maybe, you know, they'll come up short against the elite teams. But as I've always said, I do think, and we'll see how it plays out, maybe a team or two might be better than you think, but their schedule's unbelievably advantageous. And you know, I look at that schedule and think, man, if they don't win 9 or 10 games, then that's not good. Mm. Like this team should be able to win at least 9 or 10 games this season with that schedule.
Gotcha.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but I just want to be careful with Seattle getting better. We heard Baldy say Arizona's getting better. The Rams were 12 yards away from representing the NFC West in the NFC Championship game. And I know those are division games and we're up against it, but Steiny, you got to be careful when you come off a season not making the playoffs and your offense is going to be without Debo and Ayuk week one. And hopefully, you know, we don't know how long he's going to be out, but you know, that's not what you used to be.
Well, keep in mind, Shanahan's been here 8 years and they haven't made the playoffs in half of those years. So I don't know if can we assume they are or they aren't right now? I don't know. 888. Oh, no, actually, we got Matt Barrows on the other side. Matt Barrows, we're going to talk some 49ers at noon. They've just finished up mini camp, and lots going on down in Santa Clara. We'll get to it on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.